public hearing agenda, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2351, Jose Velasquez. Ms. Wingate, it is your pleasure.
Any further discussion on this?
Not excited by this one. That would be my only concern. I think it could be done. I think you would have to consider the stipulations very carefully.
I agree. There needs to be a lot of conditions because seeing that site, it is a mess right now. There's stuff everywhere.
It looked like, you know, from just looking at the aerials, that it had changed significantly in a fairly short period of time. Because when he zoomed out, it was still forested, and then the current eagle view was...
Mm-hmm. There was stuff all over the place. Yeah. And the wood that was there has been sitting there for a while. So for them to say that they're taking it right up to...
I'm concerned that based on what you see there now and the way it's being done today, it gives me a great deal of concern. Mm-hmm.
So. And that's a sharp curve for trucks with trailers behind it, because it took me a couple minutes to get out to go left. So, anyways, but that's... Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2351, Jose Velasquez, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2351, Jose Velasquez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2364, Seaford Community Energy Initiative, LLC.
Any discussion?
This one, I would just, Mr. Mayor, since we've got, you know, standard conditions, we do put on these, if you wouldn't mind deferring this one and the next one, just so we can do that.
Yep. So, yeah. Yep. I'd like to defer conditional use 2364 Seaford Community Energy Interact, a little dyslexic tonight, Intuitive LLC.
A second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2364 Seaford Community Energy Initiative LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2365 Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2, LLC.
I also move to defer this one, conditional use 2365 Frankfurt Community Energy
Initiative?
Yes, LLC.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2365 Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. And our last public hearing was change of zone number 1989, Fernando Robles.
Any further discussion on this one?
I didn't think there were any changes of zone that were nearby, but apparently there are some old ones that are...
I don't know if they're their zones, but just maybe non-conforming commercial uses.
I'm a little concerned about starting to rezone Route 9 west of 113, but I'm open to other comments that any commissioners might have.
Well, there was some substance to the financing part of...
I
conditional
agree with that.
Use.
Yeah, I know for a fact that that's...
Yeah,
that
because
is, so.
We recently just shifted a business on Route 1.
Yeah, do we have any idea of Georgetown have a timeline for annexing this stuff? I mean, if they're going to annex out that far...
They have to identify where their annexation areas are in their comp plan, but the timing's infinite.
There's really no timing. They just tell you the areas that they might think they want someday.
I felt like Mr. Davidson had a good point with the traffic and how by obtaining the land, then the commercial's going to have to move out.
And of course, this is why we have a public hearing, so that information can come forward. But when you do think of the bigger picture, it is true that the Del Dot improvements on 113 are pushing the businesses all over the place. And there are going to be issues about where to go and what to do. And this is fairly close to the town limits, so.
Yeah, and you know, they've already got the successful restaurant at the Walmart, and.
I would just say one thing, you know, sort of big picture. I don't disagree with him about the conditional use. I think if, you know, if you're getting commercial financing, that's going to be hard to do based on a conditional use. Banks just aren't going to understand that and not going to want to deal with it because it's potentially revocable, you know, and they don't want to deal with that. But I also would say that's, you know, it's land use and that's not a land use issue, you know, where they can finance a property or not.
Right.
It's part of the conversation, but I don't, it would never be a reason to approve or deny an application.
It really doesn't pertain to the application, but I wish them luck using that existing concrete pad for a structure.
Well, yeah, and the other thing it gives me some pause too is that's going to be quite a septic system.
Yeah.
I mean, my initial reaction is to the, maybe it's a little too early. You should maybe wait for the at least the availability of water and sewer, if not the annexation. Because what will happen is if they do that, and they build that septic system, they're going to resist annexation because why would they want it? You know,
yeah.
Because they've spent a fortune on a septic system, and you know, and an infrastructure that you know, it's not like they're just going to tie in someday because the town's there, and that is something that I think a position they would maintain for even 30 years from now. They would say the same thing. You know, I already, why do I need to be in the town? I have everything I need.
You're great. They definitely don't want to pay the connection fees once they've invested in something.
Well,
right?
Sure. I mean, no, and I mean, I get all that, but I just wonder if this is, you know, because one thing I know is that if, once we start this, there will be others.
Will
and you know how it is once you do one.
We can see that on the other side on Route 9.
Well, exactly. We're if you look at what's happening there, my question is now the time to start doing that on the west side? And that's I don't have any answer to that just yet, but I think we're going to have to answer that question here in this application.
I wonder, just curious, what happens to the business if he's not able to move and expand? I think you mentioned constraints where they are.
Well, that's
growth constraints.
Yeah.
He's not being forced out by the new road construction.
I think the new road construction, and of course he's dealing with a landlord, and, you know, and all those kind of issues that aren't really our issue.
No.
The basic question for us always boils down to this in any change of zone is this parcel of land appropriate for the zoning that's being requested? That's the question we're here to answer, because he could rezone it, sell it tomorrow, and anything in C2 is going to be permitted. And we were just talking about this, or something where we had this very situation a couple of years ago. What came in as a self-storage is now being advertised for everything under the sun, everything under the C2 sun.
Yeah.
For sale,
yeah.
So
it was 6 months ago or less.
Yeah.
Well, and they brought us in a beautiful plan for both parcels.
Yeah.
And
so
now
it,
it's
ever. In that instance, that there wasn't anything, I mean, we weren't unduly influenced by the site plan, because on that particular parcel, the decision was made that it was appropriate for C2 zoning.
Just commercial all around it.
You
know?
Yeah, commercial infill.
Because it was commercial,
yeah.
It was commercial all around it. This is not so much, and that's what concerns me a little bit, is that we want to start going down that road.
Because I mean, by code, like, they could, anybody, you know, these folks, if they sold it or whatever, I mean, it's retail sales establishments, 75,000 square feet or less. I mean, that's a good size.
That's a big size.
A pharmacy or related uses, 35,000 square feet or less. You know, wholesale trade established, convenience store with fuel station, you know, not that would necessarily go there, but, you know, any of those, once it's rezoned, and I'm not trying to talk anybody out of it, but that's just, you know, once it's rezoned, any of that stuff could go there.
It's just something
we, say so.
We need to consider carefully, because there will be ramifications. So,
okay.
That being said.
Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 1989, Fernando Robles, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
And I second. Sorry.
Good. No, good. Moved and seconded to defer action on condition on the change of zone number 1989, Fernando Robles. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything to add for the good of the order?
Welcome to the commission.
Yeah, welcome.
I was promised meetings until 7 or 8.
We forgot to pass around the.
How that worked out for you?
We didn't even pass around the sheet. I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Just wait.
You know, and this is probably one of the shortest meetings we've had in a long time. Now, generally, we take a recess and there are refreshments provided for us.
Which are still there.
Those are still available, and we can go down and after the meeting if you like. I probably will. But if there is no other business before the commission.
Well, I want to apologize for taking your old business in the beginning because we weren't able to discuss it before and we didn't know if you were ready to make those motions.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Love how you jumped.
No, I appreciate you
love
jumping
how you
in.
Jumped right in.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I did the first one.
Yeah, also didn't help that I was scrambling to get in here on my way in. Of course, traffic's always an issue. I planned 45 minutes to get here, but then the truck in front of me forgot to shut their tailgate. So a ladder had already flown out, and when I stopped for some road construction, I got out of the car to go like tell them, hey, you gotta shut your tailgate. You've got stuff flying out. You have another ladder that's going soon. In fact, I'm going to have to check to see if the ladder that blew out is still there. Because I figure if he hasn't come back for it.
Yeah. New ladder for you.
I could use another step ladder.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
If not, we stand.